This fall's elections are not just for seats in Congress or state houses. Just a little under 150 ballot measures will be voted on November 4th across 42 states. The proposals cover a lot of ground, from minimum wage to gun rights to bear baiting, and they're luring voters to the polls like bears to donuts. We're joined now by NPR's politics editor, Charlie Mattesian. Charlie, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here, Scott.
We're going to get to the donuts, right? Let's assure people it's breakfast time after all. What's the general landscape look like?
Well, it's a little crowded out there this fall, since a majority of states will have questions on the ballot. And the subjects range from everything from abortion to minimum wage hikes to tax issues to marijuana legalization. But I think what's really interesting is that the actual number of ballot measures, 146, is surprisingly low compared to other recent election years. It's been a quarter century since we saw so few ballot measures.
And can we fairly anticipate, particularly in those states where ballot measures are particularly controversial, there's been a lot of publicity about them, that they could affect statewide elections?
Sure. Certainly political strategists have noticed that in, for example, four of the red states where there are competitive or open seat Senate races this fall, there are going to be ballot measures that aim to raise the state minimum wage. And in those four states, Alaska, Arkansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, those measures could have a significant impact because they dovetail with a key part of the National Democratic agenda this fall. And that highlights issues of economic fairness and also includes proposals to increase the federal minimum wage.
What are some of the propositions across the states that stand out for you?
Well, there are definitely some unusual ones this year. A question on the Maine ballot, for example, would ban the practice of baiting bears in order to hunt them. Black bears, it turns out, happen to have a sweet tooth for donuts, and some people use donuts and other junk food to lure them. That would be banned under this measure. Here's another one that I think stands out among the pack. In New York, there's an amendment that would allow bills in the legislature to be distributed in electronic form.
Now, when you say bills, you mean legislation?
Yes. So this measure would allow them to be distributed in electronic form rather than printed in paper form, which is what the state constitution calls for right now. Now, that might not seem like a very big deal, but in fact, it would end up saving lots of trees in the end, and especially over time, because we're talking about tens of millions of pieces of paper that could be saved in each legislative session.
North Dakota has something about the school day, right?
Right. That North Dakota measure would put North Dakota in line with a number of other states by mandating that the school year starts after Labor Day. Now, you would think that that wouldn't be that controversial of a measure, but it turns out anything having to do with the schools, and especially with the start or end date of schools, turns out to be quite contentious.
Do these ballot measures call out big spenders the way elections do?
Well, what we're talking about with these ballot measures is huge amounts of spending, maybe not on the congressional level, but by some estimates, we're talking about over $1 billion in spending on ballot measures this cycle. The most expensive ballot initiative this year, which deals with a cap on medical malpractice lawsuits in California, that measure has already seen more than $100 million in spending. So we're not talking about nickels and dimes here. We're talking about big spending initiatives.
NPR's politics editor, Charlie Mattesian, thanks so much.
Thanks, Scott.